Blunt Force Llama.
And you're listening to
CFRC
101.9
FM.
Woo. Tune in to Word Labs Out Loud, your weekly writing spark on CFRC 101.9. Join your host, Arrow McCauley, for a free-flow show where words, ideas, and music mingle. Each week, we sit down with one of the local authors and artists leading writing workshops through the Word Labs program. They'll share their stories, their insights, maybe even a few secrets of their craft. Get your pens ready. After the chat, you'll get writing prompts to stretch your imagination, all set to a soundscape designed to help you focus, relax, and create.
With Open Mouths, the podcast is hosted by Carnita Lilla, Associate Curator, Art of Africa at Agnes Etherington Art Center. She sits down with artists, musicians, curators, and spoken word poets to discuss the expressions of their practice. She finds out how they found their artistic voice, which life events shaped them, and who their inspirations are. Find new episodes on Digital Agnes, CFRC's website, and on your favorite podcasting platform. Subscribe now and join us for moving and inspiring conversations.
Hi, this is David Wilcox. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston.
Are you looking for community, connection, and killer harmonies? Spectrum Voices is a non-audition 2S LGBTQ+ and allied choir. Join rehearsals in the music room, that's B219, in Duncan MacArthur Hall on Saturdays from 10:45 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. All experience levels are welcome. You can connect with the choir at linktree.com/spectrumvoices. We look forward to singing with you.
Hi, I'm Rick Mercer from Rick Mercer's Monday Report. You're listening to CFRC Radio in Kingston.
Heyo!
Hey, hey, hey!
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And this is your indie wake-up call this fine Wednesday.
Yes.
Yeah, coming at you live.
We're coming at you live from CFRC Carruthers Hall, deep in the cave.
Yeah, very cavernous down
with
here.
Conviction.
Yeah, I like it though. It's elevated, so we got bigger windows down
yeah,
here.
Yeah, it is pretty nice. It's a nice spot to be. If you're online and you want to see us live, you want to see video of what we really like, what we are like,
what
we look like.
For better or worse.
Please feel free to join us on Simone Otley at CFRC Radio on Facebook. We got some challenges with Instagram Live, but join us on Facebook. That's okay. At Simone the Moan at CFRC Radio. It's the way you sound. Well, the way it's spelled is how it sounds. Yep. SimoneThemoanE. ATCFRCRADIO.
Something like that.
Something like that. I know it's a mouthful, but it is what it is, people, and that's what I made it.
You're so just going to have to deal with it, people.
And you're going to deal with it, and you're going to learn it, and you're going to like it.
Amazing. So welcome back. It's a little bit after 9. We just heard a brand new track from Connor Price and Nick D with Push. Very fun little music video. Had a truck explode in it.
Ooh.
I like it a lot.
Yeah.
And we opened up that last set with another new one from Canada's own Goldie Boutillier with Favorite Fear. Mm. I like her. She's fierce.
Fierce.
And she's from Newfoundland.
Ooh, she's a Newfie, so she must be nice, right?
Yeah,
right?
Gotta be.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. So, this time of morning, it's Wednesday, it's hump day, the weekend is fast approaching.
Yeah.
We, live for the 9 to 5, we're a couple working stiffs, like all y'all, and so we like to look ahead at what's going on this weekend, what's happening in town.
A lot of stuff is happening, actually.
Yeah, we got some things going on. First, a couple great concerts that are going on this weekend, Saturday at the RCHA Club, which is down on Ontario Street. Do not wear a hat when you're in there.
Oh, why?
It's like a tradition because it's like an Army Navy bar.
Oh, out of respect?
Yeah. So if you wear your hat, they do this thing where they'll like ring a bell and you have to buy a round for everybody.
What?
Or if they're in my case, they'll be like, next time we're going to ring this bell.
Oh, okay. Well, that's, I understand it. I respect it. But like, I'm just getting into hats now, Jeff.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Like, I'm just getting into it now.
Well, you better be hatless when you're there.
Okay.
A heat wave is going to be happening there this Saturday.
Don't tell me about you wave. Don't tell me about a heat wave. I'm traumatized from what I've just been through.
You don't want to hear about Kingston's hottest Motown dance party?
Ooh.
Yeah, that's going on at the RCHA Saturday night, 8 o'clock until 11. Doors open at 4, so you can get there early and hang out.
Is there a cost? Does it say that of a cost?
25 bones for the best Motown in town.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But I love Motown.
It's the best. It is the best.
Ain't no stopping us now.
You got
We're on the move.
I'm excited. I might check that out. That's going to be good.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Fantastic.
Find out what it means to me.
Are you going to be performing?
R-E-S-E-C-T.
Are you part of Heatwave?
K-T-C-B.
Sock it to me.
Yeah, okay. Sock it to
awesome.
Me.
Awesome.
Or put a sock in it, Simone. How
no,
about that?
No, that's fine. Well, we'll switch genres. We'll change genres. How about
okay,
that?
Okay, okay.
Because there's a Celtic kitchen party going on this weekend as well.
Oh, what's
so
that?
So if Motown's not your thing, The Cove, which is an amazing restaurant in Westport, Ontario. Very scenic. It's sort of built out of an old, like, I don't know, 1920s sort of summer restaurant. You'll know when you see it. But they're having a Celtic kitchen party. It's the halfway to St. Paddy's Day celebration, and it's going on Friday night from 7 until 10 o'clock. Another $25 to get in.
Oh.
But the Cove is great. I like it there. It's a lot of fun.
Okay, so sorry. It's a food or it's a music?
It's music, but I believe it's in a restaurant. So,
but where? Here?
In Westport.
Oh, okay. Westport.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
So if you're out of town and you don't want to come into town, go
okay,
to Westport.
Okay.
The Cove is great. It's a fantastic venue. They get some real good music.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
My folks used to live up in Westport, and they live so close they could just open their patio door and like get a free concert.
Aww,
like every
that's
night.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's really cool.
So you're going to want to check that out. It's
okay.
Pretty good. So we got soul, we got Motown, we got St. Paddy's stuff, and we have literature. We have reading.
Yes.
Yes. The Kingston Symphony Association Book Fair continues. We talked about it last week, and it's still going on. Get down to the Kingston Symphony Warehouse because they're bursting at the seams. Bursting, Simone.
Bursting.
With books. They're bursting with books.
Bursting with books.
So if you're like me and you're already preparing for a very snowy winter, you might want to get load up on your books.
And you know, Writer's Fest is coming up as well.
That's right.
I believe on the 21st.
Nice.
A few days. So yeah.
Coming up.
So coming up, we'll talk more about that closer to it.
Yeah.
So I have some events coming up.
Let's hear it.
They're not Kingston events, but like maybe if you're in and around Toronto, you might drop by and say hello.
Say hello.
Okay,
what does that mean?
Say hi.
To you?
You said me. Like I'm going to be at these events.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do tell.
Okay. So our Art in Motion 2025, which is a wonderful initiative to highlight Afro-Caribbean artists and legacy, that sort of thing. So I'm one of the featured artists that will be in this exhibit.
Cool.
And so there's a lot of activities happening around that in October. So there is a Vernissage, which is a Meet the Artist event that's happening on October 3rd at 200 Princess Boulevard, Toronto.
Cool.
Okay. And then the main event, which is Art in Motion 2025 Eco Art Expressions. That is from October 4th to November 9th from 11:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday to Sunday. That's free, where you can see my work and a lot of really amazing artists, just incredible artists. Then we have a collaboration with Nuit Blanche, which
cool.
is a whole citywide giant art exhibition.
It's a big deal. That's a big time.
It's a very big deal. It's October 4th to 5th from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. So you're in art all night long.
It's fun. I've done that a couple
apparently
times.
It's a lot of fun. So I'm going to be there. The gallery where I'm going to be is the Withrow Common Gallery. It's a CNE. It's a CNE association venue. So that's happening, okay?
Oh, you're going to be right next to Medieval Times.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Whoa!
Okay, but I'm not even done yet, okay?
And
the next event happening underneath the Art in Motion banner is Eco Couture, which is a art and fashion show featuring featured designer Alina Ten. That's happening on Saturday, October 18th from 8 p.m. From 6 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. and it is $25. You're not going to want to miss this because all of her stuff is like sustainable, environmental, and insanely good. Like, nice. I've never seen anything like what she makes. And so really excited for that. That's October 18th. And if you still want to get more knowledge about the environment and sustainability,
there's
what
more.
You can do, there's more. Because on November 1st, there is an eco talk with presentations by experts on environmental issues. So that is happening again at November 1st, 2025. So lots going on with Art in Motion.
Tons.
If you want more information, you can go online and check everything out at artinmotion.live. So artinmotion.live.
You got a lot of irons in the fire, Simone. Ooh. You didn't tell us you were a bigwig. It's crazy. Coming down here, being all modest.
Oh.
It's insane.
Anyway, it's
awesome.
Going to be fun, and just thought I would mention it.
Nice. So if you want to meet the legendary Simone Limon, you have to go to Toronto to do it.
I guess.
Yeah, get in line.
Anyway, it'll be fun.
That's
it'll
exciting.
Fun. Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
congratulations on your future success. I get to tell people that I knew you once upon a time,
oh,
and then you get
goodness.
To tell people that, yo, I've never heard of that guy. Get him away from me.
No.
Lay him
Jeff
down over
Jeff is coming
that.
Along, you know, he is a filmmaker, remember.
Don't forget.
By trade.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to have your people like lay me down over
my
mud
people?
Puddles so that you can walk over me.
No, because
and
no,
I will thank you for
no,
it.
Because you have your script idea, Bronson and Bronson.
Bronson and Bronson, yeah.
Yes.
We got to get on that while she's still.
We need to get on it while she's still hot.
And I regret, and I'm not going to use AI for it. We're going to write it old school.
Okay.
Typewriter.
Right.
Yeah.
Ooh. I kind of was thinking about that the other day. Like, I kind of just want to be all analog. Like,
yeah.
I don't want anyone to know my ideas
that's
and
good
like
point.
And steal my bright ideas.
Save things to the cloud and then you'll never get them back. We're going to try and get my typewriter going this winter.
Do you ever wonder like how many ideas like they just take from us?
I do, especially after that story about Alison Brie and Dave Franco's movie that came out together and how they might have actually stolen that idea from another filmmaker.
Yeah.
More on stuff like that, I guess, later.
Yeah.
Next break
is
our nerd segment where we do delve into nerd issues. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about copyright infringement.
Yeah.
It could be fun.
Okay, yeah. Let's do that.
Yeah. We'll get our legalese on.
Legalese.
I love it. We're going to get back to the tunes, though. It's 12 after 9, and you're tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM.
Mm.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone Limon.
And let's go classic. Let's go way back to Metric with the police.
Ooh,
and the
Metric.
Private.
Even I recognize that name.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know nothing. So I'm an empty sieve.
You said an empty cup. Awesome. Well, let's get filled up with some good tunes. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And this is CFRC
101.9.
Get straight. Wait here while I try to find the exit sign. When will you stop asking strangers? No one wants what we want. Keep one eye on the door, keep one eye on the bag. Never expect to be sure. You're working for the police, the private, the pirates, the pilots. Fingerprinted, waiting for the train. The doctor, the writer, the hairdresser. Felt up and fingerprinted, waiting for the train. Lord, Lord, my.
Hey, it's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Was a haiku.
Please! the Dean here. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Woo!
That was Otaboke Beaver. That was a Simone request.
Oh, was it?
You've been bugging me for weeks. You're like, Jeff, we don't have enough hard Japanese punk on this show.
Oh, my.
That's what I said.
That's what you said?
Yeah, so that was the choo-choo song.
Choo-choo song.
Right here on CFRC.
Yes, we've got it all here.
Don't we?
Yeah, we were talking just now about The Rock.
Yeah, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He's the coolest Dwayne in history.
So he caused a bit of a stir on the red carpet here at TIFF.
Did he?
He was at TIFF, right?
I think so, because he's promoting the Smashing Machine.
Yeah. So he's lost some weight. He's leaned out considerably. I don't know if I like this version of him, but... I'm not used to it.
I think it's healthier. I think he was too big.
He's too big. He was too juiced.
Too juiced up. I think peak Rock was in Fast Five back in like 2012.
Right.
I like that he's like getting healthier. I don't know if it was a joke, but he said in an interview recently that he's slimmed down because he's playing like a 70-year-old man in a comedy movie coming up
maybe
next.
Maybe he is.
Could be.
Maybe he is. But excited to hear that he has a new project called The Smashing Machine, where he plays a wrestler of some sort.
It's a true story about a wrestler. Yeah, it's like a life biopic.
Yeah, and so like it's neat to see him try to take a more serious turn.
I like it.
Like Batista, that guy is doing the same thing.
Or John Cena.
Leaned out. John Cena, leaning. I don't know.
Well, not so much leaning, but like getting out of their comfort zone.
Exactly.
And then letting people know, like Dave Batista is a really good actor.
Yeah.
And I would have never known.
Yeah. And just, but they really needed to transform the body to help sell it.
Sure.
right?
Yeah.
So because we look at their image and it's like, oh, he's that big bad, you know what I mean? Superhero.
That would limit your parts too.
Right.
Especially
right.
if you're getting older and you want to branch out.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. But the thing, I think maybe for them, it seems to me just to do it, to challenge themselves. Because like, do you need any money at this point? Does he need?
That's a good point.
He's got a clothing line, shoe lines, drink lines, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Movies. Like, so it just seems to me like I think he just wants to challenge himself.
I like that.
And do something a little bit different. And even in the image here that I'm looking at of him, he's got a wig on and we always see him bald. So I think I'm really excited for this.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be good.
It's sort of like opposite Vin Diesel. Like when Vin Diesel started his career, he was doing a lot of really interesting stuff, working with a lot of interesting filmmakers. And it was like, he had a trajectory to being like a very like, you know.
A serious actor.
Yeah. But
I didn't know that.
He got into the commercial stuff. And again, though,
and
now
then
he's
just stayed.
Yeah.
And then now he's like,
now he's got more money than anyone. And so I think you're right. I think going forward, he's going to start like branching
right.
out. I think
like the Matthew McConaughey thing. Like Matthew, all he did was rom-coms and do you know what I mean? And then he just all of a sudden just like did this course correct. It just changed.
Absolutely.
And then it was a buyer's.
Dallas Buyers Club.
Yeah. Yeah. And we completely see him differently now.
Yeah, yeah. So you never know until you know. And all power to people who you can reinvent yourself at 90 if you want to do. Michael Caine's still acting for crime and he's sake.
Yeah.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Mo.
And if you didn't guess already, this is the Nerd segment where we talk about all things nerd stuff. Mm. You know, pop culture related.
Pop culture or even creative stuff too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So what's going on in Nerds Town, Simone?
I don't know. What is going on?
It's Hunk birthday day today.
Is it?
We got a lineup of hunks for you. First of all, Ryan Felipe turns 51.
Ryan Felipe. And who is he associated with? Oh, Reese Witherspoon, right? They were married.
Were they married?
I think they were married.
In Cruel Intentions.
That's how we know him.
I learned a lot from
anything.
That movie.
Like, when's the last time Ryan Felipe did anything?
I think I remember him in the MacGruber TV series a couple years ago. Yeah.
I think that's how we know him.
Nice.
Yeah.
And Way of
and
the
that's,
Gun.
And that's fine.
I
like, that's fine. Good for you, Ryan.
He's got a fun career.
Yeah.
Colin Firth, another British hunk, turned 65 today.
Yes. Colin Firth of, what's that girl? Oh, that he plays Reese Witherspoon. Not
another Reese Witherspoon.
No. Zellweger.
What movie is that?
That's the movie.
It's coming. I can see the wheels turning.
Okay.
I thought you were going to say The King's Speech or like, you know.
No. It's with Renee Zellweger. Bridget Jones.
Bridget Jones
Diary. And there's a latest one.
There is another one.
There's another iteration of it, but he's not in it. He's dead by that time. He's dead.
He's dead to us.
He's actually dead.
Spoiler alert, I guess.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
No, I'm not going to have watched the series.
The newest one, he's dead.
Well,
and we just see pictures of him, and she's, you know, dealing with the fact that he's dead.
Well, he's 65 in our lives, so
yeah.
I'm glad he's still with us. Happy birthday, Colin Farrell.
Yeah.
And Guy Ritchie turns 57 today. Guy Ritchie's career as a filmmaker up and down like a yo-yo.
Did he do the Something of New York?
He did the Fountain of Youth recently, which kind
of
came and went.
Gangbangers of New York or
Gangs of New York?
That was a Scorsese movie.
He did like Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels and Snatch, so like British gangster movies.
Okay.
Similar,
yeah. Cool.
And he was married to Madonna for a while.
That's right.
And then happy birthday to one of my favorite filmmakers, Chris Columbus, turned 67 today. Chris Columbus is probably best known for making the Gremlins movies back in the 80s. He also did the original Piranha back in the late 70s with Roger Corman. And he's still making movies.
I was terrified of those things, but could not look away.
Well, you're in luck because I think there's a third Gremlins movie in the works, and he's on tap
just
to direct
imagine,
it.
I would just have these like visions of like these Gremlins and their eggs hatching in my house when I couldn't see them. And
Gremlins 2 is awesome.
Oh my goodness! No, I can't. Oh. No.
Well, I guess it's a good segue because we're coming up on October, and so horror movie madness.
I know for you.
So there's
for
a
you.
There's a new trailer that just dropped that I haven't watched yet, but it's for a very interesting horror movie called Good Boy, and it's about a man and his dog. His best friend is a dog, right? Because man and his friend moving into an old farmhouse in the country, and the dog can see the poltergeist that's haunting the man. And so it's about the dog taking the initiative to save his owner.
The dog is trying to save
him? Because he's a good boy.
Aww,
I can't wait to see that movie.
That's so sweet.
They just dropped a new poster.
So, like, how is he going to do it?
I don't know.
How is he going to make it? How is it going to? He's going to save his owner.
It comes out on October 3rd, so I guess we'll have to wait to see that.
Good boy. Okay,
good
now
boy.
That is a new take on it, right?
That's how you mix it up.
Yeah, that's how you mix it up. You bring in the dogs.
Yeah, I love it.
Who let the dogs out?
Awesome. Speaking of creature features, it is rumored that Scarlett Johansson, might be in another Jurassic World movie. I don't know if you saw the newest one.
No, I haven't
yet. It was fun. It was good.
It's not in theater anymore, right?
Not anymore, but it's probably coming to streaming like now if it isn't already. But
okay. Where would I see it?
Where would it go? Jurassic Park. Probably Cramazon or, you know, Lime. Did you have LimeWire? You still have LimeWire.
I do.
you can get it there.
Or aging myself here. Yeah.
So that's coming down the pipeline.
Okay, cool.
It's pretty good. And I guess the top story today is I wanted to talk a little bit about Silk Song, the video game that has sucked every moment of my waking life. It's why I'm tired today. It's why I sound very slow and dead.
Yeah, are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got to bed around 12:30 last night because I'm playing this game, Hollow Knight Part 2, Silk Song, 7 years in the making, development team of 3 people, right? Mm-hmm. Pure indie game. If you haven't heard of it, dear listener, just think Super Mario Brothers. Yeah. It's basically what it is. It's a 2D side-scrolling platform. Mm-hmm. You play this little bug knight with a little needle sword. You're going around these little tunnels fighting other bugs.
Yeah, it's really cute, actually. Showed me some of it.
Yeah, so it's that kind of game where it's easy to learn and it's hard to master. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, I know I'm going to break my controller out of frustration. Yeah. But basically, the reason I wanted to mention it was because it's been because of the anticipation and because they just sort of dropped it on us. Like they said, hey, we got this game. It's done. It's going to be out next week. Here you go. It crashed every major video game digital storefront in the first day. Nintendo, PlayStation, Xbox, and Steam all went down on day one because so many people were trying to buy this game. And it's a small game. It's only 2 gigabytes of file size, which is very small. And so that many people...
2 gigabytes.
That's like a movie. That's like a file of a movie.
Okay.
Or less even. Yeah. So like to have that many people crash these huge monsters websites for such a tiny game bodes well.
Nice.
I'm just happy that like the indie scene is still like alive and kicking and they can make these like smaller creative games.
Yeah.
That's what we want.
That's what give the people what they want.
I'm a working stiff. I can't afford like all this time to go exploring and, you know, do all these like massive open world games. I like something simple that I can just get into.
I'm glad you're enjoying it, Jeff.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. And then the last little bit of video game news before we get back to the tunes. Grand Theft Auto 6 comes out like next year. And as you know,
it's always like next year. It always seems like
so far away.
But you're like you talk about it as if like, you know, like, oh, it's coming.
Christmas is coming.
Yeah.
They're hard at work trying to finish that game off. And as you know, the game is basically a satire of American society. Mm-hmm. And so the rumor, I need to confirm this, but I hope it's true, is that the developers are going to add in a game mode where your police wanted level will automatically go to the highest level instantly if your character participates in a peaceful protest.
Really?
Yeah. And they might even add an ice component into the game, which I think is hilarious.
Whoa.
Yeah. They're going, they've got more money than anyone at this point. This is like a $1 billion game. So they're not afraid of anything.
Right.
It's like the South Park guys. They can just do what they want.
And so I think they have the advantage that it is also creative, like, platform, like, do you know what I mean? It's similar to where, like, you know, The Simpsons or whatever can make these social comments because it's a cartoon.
Yes, exactly.
Right,
they can kind of get away with it.
Yeah.
So I hope it's true.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, that's why art is so important.
Yes.
You know, it is so important in terms of how it can affect culture, how it can affect government legislation, all kinds of things.
Oh, yeah.
It's a very,
absolutely,
very powerful weapon. So if you are a writer or you're a photographer or you are
a musician,
visual artist, like, you're the pen is mightier than the sword. So
yes,
it's a very powerful thing.
And
so,
down with AI. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
We're gonna get back to it. Speaking of amazing artists, we've got a brand new track from Charlene Cardin. This is Tant Pis Pour Elle.
Yeah, Tant Pis Pour Elle.
Awesome, you got it better than I did. Let's get back to it. This is CFRC.
Let's go.
Pour elle, quelle belle nouvelle, que celle que tu aimes n'était qu'une étincelle, qu'elle brûle avec elle, retour à l'essentiel, moi le bleu de tes yeux et toi le dieu de mon ciel, quelle belle nouvelle, que celle que tu aimes. Avec elle,
relation à terme. C'est moi que tu aimes. T'as donc plus besoin d'elle. C'est la fin de tes querelles. Tes pluies torrentielles. Elle pleuvait sur toi. Moi, je te donne des ailes. Tu me donnes des ailes. Et on s'échappe du système. Que je vide de tes veines. Jusqu'à ce que rien te rappelle. Regarde mes lèvres. Qui invitent les tiennes. C'est notre lune de miel. Et tant pis pour elle.
This is Matthew Barber mumbling because I've got a samosa in my mouth, and I just want you to know that CFRC 101.9 rocks.
termites, freeze your termites, zap your termites, save the termites.
Well, everybody's got a baby, everybody's got a baby but me. Everybody's got a woman, everybody's got a woman but me. Well, everybody's getting loving, everybody's getting hugging but me. I got a baby blue convertible, the trailer right to go. We got a parking place that's ahead at the driving movie show. Everybody's got a baby, everybody's got a baby but me. Well, everybody's getting hugging, everybody's getting loving but me. I got a hyperphonograph, I want the credit to play. I want to move, I want to groove, but the girl say not the day. Everybody's got a baby, everybody's got a baby than me. That's right. Well, everybody's getting hugging, everybody's getting loving than me. Well, I wash my face and brush my teeth and slicking up my hair, and then I go to pick my baby up, but she's no longer there. Everybody's got a baby, everybody's got a baby than me. Uh-huh. Well, everybody's getting hugging, everybody's getting loving than me. And I got a long tune, but as soon as I begin to play, the women leave the room. Everybody's got a baby, everybody's got a baby but me. Well, everybody's getting hugging, everybody's getting loving but me. Now I finally found the baby doll, I thought she was my own, but my buddy answered when I called her on the telephone. Everybody's got a baby, everybody's got a baby but me. Well, everybody's getting hugging, everybody's getting loving but me.
Yeah.
Hello, my name is Julie DeBaron. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
And define chicken jockey to you, Simone. How are you today?
I'm good. So the chicken jockey, is that a reference to Minecraft?
Yes. As we put our pinkies firmly in the air.
Reference to the...
Well, the peasants are playing.
The peasants, yes. I think I'm kind of losing the accent there. I'm really sorry.
It's fine. You're going to go see Downton Abbey, aren't you?
I am.
That's what's going to happen.
I am going to see it.
Amazing.
And I'm going to enjoy it, and it's going to be glorious.
Glorious indeed. We are CFRC, House of Learned Doctors.
We are.
Where intellect and innovation come to meet
and
die down here in Lower Carruthers Hall.
You're so intense.
For 2 hours, we get to...
You're so intense.
It's because for 2 hours, we get to be sweet lowbrow. Down here in CFRC.
This is not lowbrow.
What are you talking about?
This is not.
We're talking about Minecraft. We're talking about Silk Song.
No. This is the stuff that people want to hear.
Give the people what they want. They want a band from Chicago, Illinois called Sharp Pins. That's what the people want. That was I Want to Be Your Girl.
Ooh.
Right here on Indie Wake Up Wednesday. Not bad.
You gotta name it and claim it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
Yeah.
Also, we had Warren Miller with Everybody's Got a Baby But Me.
Oh.
He didn't name it.
Everyone's got a baby.
He didn't put in the initiative.
Sometimes you just gotta shoot your shot. Sometimes you have to shoot your shot. You gotta go for that. You just gotta go for it. You gotta ask the girl.
Even if that means the script.
You gotta...
Even if that means Trouble, which was just on before that, but the
Trouble,
Big Moon.
Trouble.
Yeah. Or I can't make a segue for this last one because it's in French. We opened up the last set.
Tante Pisse pour elle. It's something for her. It's Tante. I don't know what the Tante Pisse is.
If Charlotte Cardin is listening.
But it's something for her.
Call us.
I know the pour. I know the L. I don't know the Tante or the Pisse.
We'll figure it out.
We'll find it out.
Yeah, absolutely. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And what else did we learn today, Simone, on the program in summation?
Let's see. That you missed me.
Yeah. Don't tell people that. They're gonna think I'm soft.
You must admit it. And we also learned that Old Farm Fine Foods
is
killing it with their
cazolet.
With the cazolet. So do not delay. Get your cazolet.
Very nice.
Right?
That's what Charlotte Cardin's song was about. She's probably singing about cazolet and how delicious it is.
Cazolet.
Absolutely. Ooh, la la.
Yeah, so get your cazolet. And also that Jeff is just having a ball with the video games.
Yeah, I'm up in the wee hours of the morning playing Hollow Knight 2.
It's that good.
Because I'm a grown man.
Hollow Knight?
Hollow Knight 2 Silk Song.
Hollow Knight 2 Silk Song. Okay, get that right.
You should come over and play it sometime.
Yeah.
Throw it up on the projector, show you what it's all about.
Well, you told me you're going to do these charcuterie.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm only coming if you set all of that up.
All right, we'll make that happen.
We'll figure
that out. Excellent. You'll come over under the guise of Silk Song, and then I'll dupe you into watching Piranha from 1979 because it's Joe Dante's birthday today.
Okay, yeah, but is that another horror movie?
Yeah.
No.
People get eaten by piranhas. Anyways, it's a rom-com. You'll love it.
Okay, Jeff.
I am Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And we will catch you guys next Wednesday. Keep it locked and ready to rock, though, because DJ Mayhem is in the house. And
yeah, she's back. Yeah, she's just so talented, that girl.
Absolutely.
What a talented girl. We're happy to have her back.
Totally. Other people that are talented is a band called The Temper Trap. We're going to play ourselves out with their new track, Lucky Dimes. That was a Vinny the Thrill request.
Ooh, thanks, Vinny the Thrill.
Yeah.
I tried to say that three times.
I won't. I refuse.
Three times fast.
After the Temper Trap, we're going to hear a classic from Dr. Hook and The Medicine Show with cover of The Rolling Stones. And if we have time, we got the Linda Lindas lined up with
Excellent. I like that.
Yeah, we'll see you guys
next. By the Lindas.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Lindas. There's always a Linda of a certain age. You know what I mean? Like they're maybe 50s. You know?
They're like teenagers.
Yeah.
I think the youngest is 14 now.
They're mini Lindas.
And the oldest is
young Lindas.
19, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Excellent. So any other shout outs you want to give before we get out of here?
Okay, so a shout out Art in Motion 2025. Check them out at artinmotion.live. And, you can always visit me at Simone Ollie Art. Do my arts and you do your arts. Whether it's photography or writing or acting
or video game development,
whatever. Now's a good time to do your thing. Don't wait. Just do it today. Just do one little thing, one little small step, and you'll be surprised at what you can do and accomplish.
Wise words, Simone.
Yeah.
We'll catch you guys next week.
Okay.
Bye.
Later.
I've got a special message for you, the partners out there. I want you to finish your oatmeal at breakfast and do as your mom and pa tell you because they know best. Don't ever tell a lie. and say your prayers at night before you go to bed. And so, as our friends south of the border could say, adios, amigos.
Believe it. Don't touch me. Hey, Ray. Hey, Sugar. Tell them who we are.
Well, we're big rock singers. We got golden fingers. And we're loved everywhere we go.
That sounds like us.
We sing about beauty and we sing about truth. At $10,000 a show.
Right.
We take all kind of pills to give us all kind of thrills. But the thrill we never know. It's the thrill that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother?
Yeah.
Stone. Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone?
That's a very, very good idea.
I got a freaky old lady named a Cocaine Kitty who embroiders on my jeans. I got my poor old gray-haired daddy driving my limousine.
Now it's all designed to blow our minds, but our minds won't really be blown like the blow that'll
get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see our pictures on the cover?
Hey, my name's Will. I play in the Woolly Leaves, Constantines, and the Lifeless Souls. You're listening to C